Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Samaches. We are on page Mem Gimel, which is the page following 84. Siman Reish Samaches is Din HaToya B'Tfilas HaShabbos, one who makes a mistake in the Shabbos davening. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Omer Vayechulu B'Tfilas Arvis. In the Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv, we say the paragraph of Vayechulu. Says the Mishabura, Sivkat and Aleph, Omer Vayechulu, the Omer Rav Hamnuna, because Rav Hamnuna says, Kol ha-mispalel va-omer vayechulu ki-ilu nasa shutof la-kodesh baruch hu b'maisa b'reishis. Whoever davens and he says vayechulu in his davening, it's as if he becomes a partner with Hashem in the creation of the world. Because al tikri vayechulu, don't read the word as it is, as vayechulu, which sounds like it's going on the completion of Maisa Bereshis, ela vayechalu, rather, it's on the ones who created it that they finished their creation, and who is they, Pirish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the person who is saying it. Umikomokom b'dievet imlo amaro ein malzirno. So b'dievet, if one forgot to say the paragraph of vayechulu in the Mariv at night of Shabbos, he would not go back. The Koshekein Lididon the Omen by Kiddush Vayechulu. Certainly for us that we say Vayechulu later on in Kiddush, so certainly we would not go back. Benusuch ato kidashto tzarach lahafsik ma'at bein lishmecha v'tachlis. When one is saying the bracha of ato kidashto, he must make a short pause between the word lishmecha and the word v'tachlis. Kedei shelo yia kechozer lomalach chas v'shalom. So it shouldn't be that the word tachlis is going back on the shem of Hashem. Rather, that Shabbos is a tachlis of Maisa Bereishis. V'chein ba vayechulu yafsik ben elokim uvein es. And so too, in the paragraph of Vayechulu, one should make a pause between the word Elokim and Es, so it shouldn't sound together with the Mem and the Aleph Saf like the Lashon of Mace. Haminog Lomar Belel Shabbos Vianuchu Va. The minog is on Friday night in the Maariv Shmoneh Esrei, we say Vianuchu Va, Uvayom Vianuchu Boi. In Shachris we say Yanuchu Voi, Uvamincha Vianuchu Vom. So we switch off between Va, Voi, and Vom. And Ayin Shom Atam. So if you look at note number 4, we'll see the reason. Note number 4 is in the back of the Sefer on page 10. On the bottom of page 10, he writes, Shom Kosov Sheshom Elefarish. There he writes that he heard to explain it, Sheatam Hu Mishum Shagematria Shal Bo, Boi, and Bom, Hinun Zayin. The gematria of these three words is 57. Ubir b'sefer mekorat filo shen nun zayin hu gimel pa'amim yutes. Nun zayin is the gematria of 19 times 3. Keneged yutes brachos shalom mispalim b'shabbos, corresponding to the 19 brachos that we do not say on Shabbos. Ubetam adover she b'shabbos nohogim lomar nusuch shayne b'chol achas me'atfilos. Note number 4 goes on to discuss an interesting point. That which on Shabbos we have a different nusach for each one of the tefillos, Shabbalel Shabbos Omrim Ato Kiddashto, at night we say Ato Kiddashto, B'Shachris we say Yismach Moshe, B'Mincha we say Ato Echad, V'ilu B'Yom Tov Omrim B'Cholat Tefillos Nusach Echad. When it comes to Yom Tov, we say every tefillah the same exact nusach. So the Torah explains, Mishum Shabbos Gimel At Tefillos Hem Keneged Gimel Shabbosos. The Torah explains that the three tefillos of Shabbos are corresponding to three different Shabbosos. Ato Kiddashto is Keneged Maisa Bereishis. Yismach Moshe is Keneged Shabbos Shal Matan Torah, Shari Matan Torah Hoya B'Shabbos. And Ato Echad is Keneged Shabbos Shal Asa Lovel. So therefore, it says the Torah, each one has its own Lashon to begin the Shmoneh Esrei. Tam no saf l'kach kosa b'Abu Joham. The Abu Joham brings another reason for this. Shashem Yisbarach v'Yisrael heim b'bechinas chosin nekala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael is like a chosin nekala. V'lochein ato kiddashta romez l'kiddushin. Ato kiddashta is a remez to the marriage, the kiddushin. Yismach Moshe l'simchas chosin nekala. That's a remez to the simcha of the chosin nekala together. Tfilas Musav al Tosefes Ksuba. Tfilas Musav corresponds to the Tosefes Ksuba. And ato echad is al yichud shebein al chosin v'akala. That's like the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Let's go back to the Mechaber. We're up to Siv Beis. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Im ta'a v'hischil b'tfilas ha'chol gomer osa bracha sheniskar ba sheta'a umaschil shel Shabbos. If one was davening on Shabbos and he by mistake started saying the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, and he realizes his mistake in any of the brachos, So the Mechaber tells us halacha is, he finishes the bracha that he realizes that he's in the wrong Shemoneh Esrei. He finishes the bracha he's in the middle of, and then he goes over and he starts the bracha of Shabbos. Lo shna niska bebirchas atachonein. It doesn't matter if he remembers it in the first bracha that he made a mistake on, of atachonein. Lo shna niska bebracha achas mishar brachos. It doesn't matter if he realizes a mistake in any other bracha later on. Bein ba'arvis, bein b'shachris, or musaf or mincha. It doesn't matter which one Esri it is. It could be mariv, shachris, musaf, or mincha. He finishes the bracha he's in the middle of when he realizes a mistake, and then he goes to the bracha of Shabbos. V'yesh omim de b'musaf posik afilu b'emtza bracha. There are those who say that in musaf he will stop in the middle of the bracha. He will not finish the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis, Gomer, he finishes that bracha. Hatam hu, the reason is, the bedin hu deboilis aluye yudchas brachos b'shabbos kama b'chol. The reason is that really the ikar halacha is that we should daven the regular Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos like we do during the week. Ulahaskir kedushas hayom ba'avoida. And we should mention the kedusha of Shabbos in the bracha of avoida. Kamo b'rosh chodesh v'chalo shemo, just like we do on Rosh Chodesh v'chol, what do we say? Yalav yavo. V'rak mishum kavet Shabbos lo atruchu rabbonim. Only because of the honor of Shabbos, the Rabbanu would not matriachos, v'tiknu bracha achas emtoyes l'Shabbos, and they established instead one middle bracha for Shabbos. So since it's really supposed to be said on Shabbos, but it was a special kula the Rabbanu gave us, v'lochein b'dyevet shehisra l'abracha, therefore b'dyevet, if you already started a bracha of chol, gomer, you finished the bracha, shehiru yolo min adin, it is an appropriate bracha for that day, mikra adin, and therefore you finish the bracha, v'achar kach masu l'abracha miyuchedes l'shabbos, and then you will start the bracha that is designated for Shabbos. If you look in the back of the Sefer on page 11, at note number 6, he points out, a shliat tzibur made a mistake. And during Chazar Sashatz, he started davening Luti Shemoneh Esrei. The Shalz and Shuvah Sholomeshev writes that he should stop in the middle of the bracha, since the Tzibur never sent him to daven the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. And so too writes Rishon Zalman. So this halacha only applies to a yachid, but not to a chazan who in his Chazar Sashatz makes a mistake. Then he would stop in the middle of his bracha and switch over to the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. Sivkotan Gimel. The Mechaber told us, he finishes the bracha, he's in the middle of it, and then he switches over to the Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'hu adin b'chol zeh le'inyan yom tov." The same exact thing applies to Yom Tov. If a person starts the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, he finishes the bracha that he's in the middle of, and then he switches over to the bracha of Yom Tov. Sivkotan Dalet. So the first sheet that said this applies to all the tefillos of Shabbos, Mariv, Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha. And the second sheet of the Yesh Omrim says, by Musaf you'll stop in the middle of the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet, the Svir Luhu, this Shita holds, the B'musaf lo shayach klal tfilas yudchas brachos. When it comes to Musaf, it has no shayachas to the 18 brachos. The af b'chol ein omrim rak sheva brachos. Even when we say Musaf during the week, so we don't say all 18 brachos, we only say 7 brachos. Ulakach posik afilu b'emtza bracha, and therefore, if you started saying the weekday Shemoneh Esrei for Musaf on Shabbos, this Shita says you'll stop in the middle of the bracha. What's the pshat in the first Shita? V'tam ha'deya kamaisa, that says you finish the bracha even if you're making a mistake by musaf, is because the b'dievet gam b'musaf ha'misbal yudchas brachos. Because b'dievet, even by musaf, if you daven the regular Shemoneh Esrei, rakosef ba, you just added on v'nasel fanecha chavosenu b'smide yom uv'karban musaf yotza. Because if you just edit in those words representing the Musaf, but the rest of Shemoneh Esrei is the Vidya Shemoneh Esrei Yotze, like we're going to see shortly in Sif Dalet. Lakach, therefore, Gam lo shayach b'dievet abracha shel chol, therefore, it's also considered shayach to Musaf, the bracha of chol, and therefore the first sheet to hell that even in Musaf, if you started saying some weekday brachos, you would finish the bracha that you're in the middle of, and only then you would switch over to the regular bracha of Musaf. Sivkotan hey, we said, by Musaf, you're posting afilu b'emtza bracha, v'chein pasku ha'achronim mishum sfeik bracha levatala. And that is how the achronim paskin, because of a sfeik bracha levatala, you would not finish by Musaf the bracha that you are in the middle of if you mistakenly started the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, im hoya saver shehu chol, person thought that it was weekday, v'hischil adayte d'chol, and he started Shemoneh Esrei thinking it was weekday, u'miyad k'sha'omer tevas ato niskar. Right after he said one word from the middle section of Shemoneh Esrei, he said ato, he realized it was Shabbos, kodem sha'omer chonein. So he thought it was a weekday, he was about to say ato chonein, but after ato, he realized that it was Shabbos, havalei hischil b'shalchol. That is considered starting the bracha with a weekday bracha, v'gomer osa bracha, and you say the entire bracha of ato chonein. Aval im haya yodeya shu Shabbos, but if the person knew it was Shabbos, v'sholo b'kavona hischil tevas ata, and by mistake he started with the word ata, just by the flow of his tongue, but not because he made a mistake in the day, he knew it was Shabbos. He just mistakenly said ata. Afilu imhu b'tfila shachris, she'eno posachas ba'ata. Even if it's by shachris, which that Shmoneh Esrei does not start the middle bracha with ata, but he said ata, but he really just slipped with his tongue, but he knew it was Shabbos, therefore, eino gomer brachas atachonim. He does not finish the bracha of atachonim. Techashvinan le keto b'tfila Shabbos ben zola zo. We view his ata as if he was starting ata kidashta or ata echad, one of the other tfilas of Shabbos that start with ata, even though it also is the same word that starts atachonim. We don't assume he started atachonim. Because he knew it was Shabbos and his tongue slipped and he said ata, we'll view it that he started one of the other Shmoneh Esreis, and it's a case of switching from one Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei to another one, which is not ma'akiv. Chashvinon leketob et filo Shabbos ben zulazu, and he will not have to finish that bracha of atachonim. Says the Rama, the Hare Yochel Omer Ata Kidashta or Ata Echad, because he could have just said Ata Kidashta or Ata Echad. So to summarize the Mechaber, if a person thought it was weekday, and he started the bracha of Ata Chonein, but before he said Chonein, he realized it was Shabbos, so there, since he thought it was weekday, he will finish the bracha of Ata Chonein, even though he only said the word Ata. But if he knew it was Shabbos, he just mistakenly said the word Ata, even though he's davening Shachris, where it starts off with Yismach Moshe, he totally said the wrong word, he does not have to finish the bracha of Ata Chonein, because we could view him as if his Ata was a mistake within Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, and he really meant to start with the Ata, Ata Kidashta, which is the Marash Shmoneh Esrei, or Ata Echab, which is the Mincha Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav. So Kishomer Tevas Ata, he realizes a mistake after Ata. So I am the Beis Yosef to Svirle. Look in the Beis Yosef that he holds that Afilu Ba'arvis Umincha Yochel L'Sayim Be'ata Kidashta V'Ata Echad. Even though by Mariv and Mincha, if he just started the word Ata, he's able to finish up properly. He could just say Ata Kidashta or Ata Echad. Mikom Alkom still says the Beis Yosef. Since when he said the word Ata, he planned on saying Ata Chol, and he had a weekday in his mind. Mikri Hischel B'Shalchol. So the Beis Yosef, that's called starting the weekday bracha. V'gomer Birchas Ata Chonin. So says the Beis Yosef Echidish, he thought it was a weekday. He said Ata, planning on saying Ata Chonin. He realizes a mistake after the word Ata. He's davening a Shmoneh Esrei that starts with Ata, and he could have just switched over and said Echad, or Kidashta, if it was Mincha or Mariv, still, since he had in mind weekdays, Dr. Beis Yosef, he must finish the bracha of Ata Choni, because that's what he had in his mind. V'hamogin Avram Cholik Olov, the Magen Avram argues in the Beis Yosef, v'svirle, and he holds, d'davka b'tfila shachris. This halach of the Mechaber that you said Ata, thinking it was weekday, and then you realize it was Shabbos, that you had to finish the bracha of Ata Chonein, that's dafka by Shachris of Shabbos. She'eino maschil b'tevas Ata, because that bracha doesn't start with Ata, it starts with Yismach Moshe. Uminkar b'diburo shehu l'shem chol, so it's clear in his words that he started the bracha of the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. Aval ba'arvis u'mincha, but if he made this mistake by arvis u'mincha, Kevan de lo minkar b'diburo, since it's not recognizable in his words that he made a mistake, lo mikri alideis that hischel b'shalchol, that's not called starting weekday Shmoneh Esrei. The Omer ata kidashta, and he should say the regular bracha that he's up to. Ata kidashta if it's mariv, the ata echar if it's mincha. V'chein das aprimigodim v'aderach achayim, they all agree with the Magen Avram, unlike the Shita of the Beis Yosef. Sivkoton Zayin is going on that which the Mechaber said, that he thought it was weekday, and he said Ata, he finishes the bracha, but if he knew that it was Shabbos, and by mistake he said Ata, so then, even if it's Shachris, we said he does not have to finish the bracha of Ata Chonin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a Lomar, Shenichshal Bilshono, he slipped up with his tongue, Machmas Hergelo Dechol, because he's used to davening weekday Shmoneh Esrei. Avalon is kavin l'shein tefilas chol, but his kavana was not for a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. Lekach lo chashvin and leik hisl tefilas chol. Therefore, we did not consider it as if he started a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. V'davka im hisl rak tevas ata. Of course, this is only true if the word he said was one word, ata. Avalim omer ata chonein, but if he said ata chonein, Shemuchach shehu l'shem chol, that's clear that he started a weekday bracha. Afagav shehayarak machmas shenilsha b'lashono, even though it's only because he slipped up with his tongue, he knew it was Shabbos. Still in that case, gomer kol osa ha-bracha, he must finish that entire bracha. V'ayin b'ralacha. So let's look at note number 8 in the second paragraph. An interesting question he asks over here. If one made a mistake on Marv of the first night of Pesach, and he started accidentally the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and he realized his mistake in the middle of the bracha Baruch Aleinu, shadinu shetzarach ligmor es habracha, where we just learned that halacha is he must finish the bracha Baruch Aleinu. So the Bir Halacha writes earlier in Simin Kuf Yud Zayin, she'eno omer bov es sein talu matar. The shaila is that Pesach just started. When Pesach starts, we say the Saint Halamotar. We don't really say the bracha of Baruch Aleinu on Yontif, so we really don't start till Chol Hamoed. But this person made a mistake. He started Baruch Aleinu, so he must finish the bracha, and now he gets to the Saint Halamotar, and he doesn't know what to do. So Zakti Bar Locha, he doesn't say the Saint Halamotar, Kevin Shigama Tzibur Kfar Enam Omrim Kain. Since the Tzibur stopped saying it, before Pesach started, and now it's Pesach, so even though he's davening the wrong Shemoneh Esrei and the Tzibur didn't yet switch over, he already stops over there with saying Talamotar. And so too, V'cheinim chal hayom shabo maschilin lomar Talamotar b'Shabbos, so too if the day that they're starting saying saying Talamotar is Shabbos, December 4th or 5th in Chutz La'aretz, u'betoos ispalo tfilo shel chol, and by mistake he davened the Shemoneh Esrei again, v'hislo baruch aleinu, kasa b'ra locha, the b'ra locha says in that same place, shelo yomar v'sein talamotar. He should not start saying v'sein talamotar, even though this is really the date that he's supposed to say v'sein talamotar, but it's just Shabbos. So the tzibur is not saying it, but he started the Shemoneh Esrei, so he has to finish that bracha. He should not say v'sein talamotar. Kevan sha tzibur adayin lo eschilu l'omru, since the tzibur l'maisa didn't start saying it, the yochid is always nigra after the tzibur, and therefore they're not saying it. He does not say it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitvus of Katan Ches. We said that if he just slipped up with his tongue, he could just switch over to the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, because we view his atah as if he made a mistake from one Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei to another. So even though he's in Shachris and he should have started off Yismach Moshe, and he said Atta, we don't view it that he started Atta for Atta Chonem, we view it as if he started Atta for Atta Kiddashta or Atta Echa, which is a mistake in the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lefi de Betevas Atta Eino Minka Shu L'Shem Atta Chonem. From the word Atta, it's not recognizable that he had in mind Atta Chonem. The Hare Yochalom Atta Kiddashta vi Atta Echa, because he could have just said Atta Kiddashta or Atta Echad. Vizo kavanas haramosh asiyam, and that's what the Ramah means when he finishes off and he says, Tahare yochol lomer ato kidash or ato echad. V'alkein, and therefore, dino kimo, he has the same din as if, shimhoyam masril ato bizman tfilo shachris ato kidashta. It's as if he started in the morning during shachris time, the brach of ato kidashta or ato echad. V'nizkar v'emtza bracha, and he realizes a mistake in the middle of the bracha, where the halacha is the posik, he stops right there, Umasul take if Yismach Moshe, and he switches over to Yismach Moshe. V'achanami here also, kisha omer ato, when he says ato, havika omer ato kidashta, it's as if he said ato kidashta, uposik he stops, umasul Yismach Moshe, and he switches over to the chakras of Shabbos of Yismach Moshe. V'lo havika omer ato chonein ligmar abracha, we don't view it as if he said ato chonein, which would require him to finish up the bracha. Says the Mechaber Vaidus of Dalud, the person davened the whole Shemoneh Esrei weekday on Shabbos. He did not mention Shabbos, lo yotze, he's not yotze. So even though we said you could daven the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, me'ikra din, but that's only with a mentioning of Shabbos somewhere in the middle. This person davened the full weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, not yotze. However, v'im hiskir shel Shabbos b'sol Shemoneh Esrei, if at some point in Shemoneh Esrei he mentioned Shabbos, af al pi shelo kova bracha l'Shabbos, even though he didn't set a special bracha v'Shabbos, then he's yotze. Yotze. The Ramah says, v'im musaf afilu omer rak, and by musaf, if he davened the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and all he said was, v'nasal fanechas chavaseinu b'smide yom uv'korban musaf, yotze. Like we saw before in the Mishnah Berurah, if you davened the weekday Shemoneh Esrei by accident for musaf, and you stuck that line in, mentioning the korban musaf, you are yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sif kadon tes. He davened Shemoneh Esrei shel chol b'Shabbos. V'im safek lo im hispalo shel chol o shel Shabbos. A person's a little time after davening, he doesn't remember what Shemoneh Esrei he davened. Kam kein tzarach lachzor. He also needs to go back and daven again. The mistoma hispalo shel chol. We have to assume he davened with Shemoneh Esrei kemo shel rogel like he is used to. But if he knows he davened for sure, or he's mesivik like we just said, then he's lo yotze sif katan yud. V'hu adin b'yom tov, afilu b'yom tov sheni. The same thing as yontef or yontef sheni. If a person davened the full week of Shemoneh Esrei, or he's mesivik that maybe he davened with Shemoneh Esrei, he must go back and daven again. By Musaf, we said, as long as he said the sentence of Anasa, he's Yotze with the Witish Manasseh, he's of cutting it. Aleph Rotzalomar. It means to say, Sha'amar Ba'achas Min HaBrachos. He said in the middle of one of the Brachos of the Witish Manasseh, He Rotzon Shanasel Fanecha V'chuli, he's Yotze. The Kol Shigenim Omar HaNusach Shal HaMusaf Kalocha, certainly if he said the whole Nusach of Musaf Kalocha, Rak Shechiser HaPsukim Shal HaKarbonos, the Yotze. He's just missing the Karbonos. He's Yotze, because if during the week he just said this line without mentioning any karbonos, he's Yotze. So certainly if he said the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei just left off the actual karbonos, but he included all the other aspects and he mentioned this line, he would also be Yotze as well. Let's just look at a couple of other notes. Number one, note number 11, the second paragraph. A person finds himself on Shabbos without a siddur. He doesn't know the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei by heart. So Shlomo Zalman Paskin, she is Palo Tfilah Shachol. He should have in the regular Witei Shemoneh Esrei. V'Yosef Yalav Yavo, and he should end Yalav Yavo. V'Yomer B'Yom HaShabbos Hazeh. And instead of saying B'Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, or whatever Yontif it is, he puts in the middle B'Yom HaShabbos Hazeh. V'Chein Adin B'Yom Tov Sherei Ein Lecha Oneis Godol Mizeh. So an interesting psak from Shlomo Zalman makes sense with everything we're saying over here, because we're saying if you daven the regular Witei Shemoneh Esrei and you put in a mention of Shabbos anywhere you yotze, so says Shlomo Zalman, you're stuck without a siddur, you don't know the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, so daven the Witei Shemoneh Esrei and say Yalav Yavo with Yom HaShabbos Hazeh and your yotze. One more note, note number 12. Note number 12 is long in that which we just said, if you daven the Witei Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos or Yontif, you're not yotze. What about Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Shetzarach lehispalul but tefillah Shabbos. Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we daven a regular Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei besides Musaf. Ulahaskir as a yom tov b'yal v'yavo, and we only mention yontif b'yal v'yavo. V'tani made a mistake, v'hispalul but tefillah as yom tov shechal b'Shabbos. Instead of davening the weekday Shabbos, instead of davening the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei and mentioning yontif, he davens the Yontif Shemoneh Esrei that falls on Shabbos. So he's davening a regular Yontif Shemoneh Esrei, putting in the insertions for Shabbos. Shemaskirim as a Shabbos be'emtza bracha u'b'chasimasa. So you're mentioning Shabbos in the middle of the bracha and at the chasim of the bracha. So that's a machlokas. Kosom u'korchem ha'kafachem shi'otzi yedechova. L'maisa, he mentioned Shabbos and Yontif, so even though he davened the wrong Shemoneh Esrei, why should it be any worse davening a weekday Shemoneh Esrei and mentioning Shabbos your Yotze? So here he davened the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, but he mentioned Yontif. Sorry, he's supposed to daven the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei and mention Yontif. If he daven the Yontif Shemoneh Esrei and mention Shabbos, so he's also going to be Yotze. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Moshe says, Shalo Yotze Yedei Chova. He's not Yotze. And the reason is, Mishum Shetfilas Yomtov Eina Shayachas B'Shabbos. It's so different, says Rav Moshe. Our case in the Mechaber over here is you daven the Witei Shemoneh Esrei, which is appropriate for Shabbos. So you daven the correct Shemoneh Esrei. You just missed the mentioning of Shabbos, so you're not Yotze. So if you put in Shabbos somewhere, you're Yotze. But over here, it's really Shabbos Chol HaMoed. It's supposed to be a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. It's no Shaychus or Yontif Shemoneh Esrei. It's not okay to daven the Yontif Shemoneh Esrei. So even though you daven the Yontif Shemoneh Esrei, you put in the assertion for Shabbos, that's not good. You daven the wrong Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, Zakar Moshe, in this case, you daven the Yontif Shemoneh Esrei and you mention Shabbos, you are not Yotze. That is the end of Sif Dalet and Mitzvah Shem. Next time, we'll continue with Sif Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.